Welcome from Heartache to Joy. I'm here. I'm Gretchen Pritz, and I am here today with Dr. Karen Kahn. And so excited to be back with you, Dr. Karen. This week's flying by. It feels like we had our talk like weeks ago. So I'm excited to talk to you twice in 1 week. So thanks for joining
us. Yay! Yeah, pleasure.
Yeah, we have lots of questions coming in about your package and also about the offer and what you do. And I see lots of questions already, people writing in. So I just want to thank you for offering to do this again, to answer some of these questions and to give more people a taste of your work. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for arranging it and, you know, getting it into a part of my schedule. It's a little difficult these days, but no, that's been great. And the From Heartache to Joy community is just, you know, so full of loving souls. I mean, last count, it was like 96% of the From Heartache to Joy community are what I call sensitive souls, which is a very different percentage, you know, than the you know, average. It's, as they say, 20%, you know, sensitive people. But in our community, it's 96%. So,
wow.
Yeah, so there are peeps. So I love you guys.
Oh, that's so cool. And I love that you create offers and programs that are directed to us and to this community. So that says a lot about your work and also a lot about the community and the need for this type of work. So I'm super excited. I love hearing you and watching you in action. So this is exciting. And we're going to dive right in, guys, because we have about 45 minutes, maybe a little bit more than that, that Dr. Karen can give us today. So we're going to maximize that time as much as we can. So if you want to write in your questions, just leave your name and the question that you want to write in, or you can also press *2 to raise your hand, and we'll just dive in and get started if that's okay with you.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to start off with a written in question, and because I found this was an interesting question myself. So Ursula wants to know, how does reoccurring heartburn enter into all of this?
Okay, so reoccurring heartburn. Well, I mean, classically in medicine, I'll put my MD hat on for a moment. Usually that means that the acid from the stomach is going into the esophagus. And that may or may not be anything to do with autoimmunity, although I have had, or allergies, but I have had some people that have intolerance to, say, gluten or dairy or something in their food, whereby, you know, they've done what the medical doctors say, they've gotten rid of, you know, caffeine, which, you know, causes reflux of that, and they're still not any better. So with Topic and Healing, we're able to quickly identify exactly what it was they were sensitive to. And in this case, we needed to eliminate it, at least for the time being. And we did that, and, you know, it was gone. It's just like, oh, my gosh, all this time and money and drugs and everything, you know, didn't work. But sometimes it's really helpful just to understand that some of us are sensitive souls, and if we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing, like you've looked on Google and you know you're not supposed to eat peppermint, and you know you're not supposed to eat caffeine, you know, and you still have heartburn, then you may need something else to diagnose that. So in your case, let me just see if it's physical. So Ursula, okay, so this is another way we can use duplicate healing. It's really handy. You can check what percentage is from what part, like what percentage is actually a physical, foundationally a physical issue. I'm getting 0, interesting. Emotional, I'm getting a yes. 50, 40, 1, 2, 3, 43% emotional. Energetic, I'm getting a yes. 50, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 47%. Spiritual, no. Dimensional, a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5%. Mental, not really. So there's definitely an emotional component and an energetic component. Let's ask, are we allowed to release all that's causing the heartburn today? No. Okay, is that because Ursula needs to process? Yes, so you need to process some healing. So let's work on the emotional. So do we need to know what the emotional issue is in order to heal it today? No, just that you just had to probably recognize that it was emotional. So we're going to go ahead and do a clearing on that for you, Ursula. So this is how the Topican Healing Directive can go, and anybody can do this for themselves if they'd like. So it's now commanded to all emotional issues and reasons causing or contributing to this heartburn symptom be healed and resolved now, in the highest and best way. Thank you. Let me just double check. So do we resolve all that can be resolved today related to the emotional issue? Okay, I'm getting a yes. Okay, so we're going to see whether or not you feel a difference. So please write in if you do. And like I said, you will need to process some of that, maybe a couple of days. Usually it's 2 or 3 days. And then the next layer of healing is ready to heal usually. Thanks, Gretchen. Thank you, Ursula.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you. Ursula, let us know if you're feeling anything and how you're doing. Okay, so let's take a live caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 18.
Let's do 3.
All right. Number 3, your first 3 digits are 518. You are unmuted.
Hello there.
Hello there, local gal.
Yeah. Let's see. I have been going through one heck of a time here. Wow, a lot of stress happened. And then my teeth started to just, like, move and break and whatever.
Mm.
So I've been going through a lot. And now I know I got to go and have all this surgery done or whatever. But in the meantime, it's like, my head is in a fog. I'm like dizzy, sinus, you know. So I'm trying to clear that so I can walk.
Okay, so you're having difficulty walking because of the dizziness?
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, your like sinuses are just all plugged up and I'm like dizzy. Oh.
Yeah, so let's see what's going on here. There's multiple different avenues where we can go in this specifically,
mm-hmm.
but let's just focus on the dizzy part first. So let's just, we'll use actually the same construct, the different categories. So what percentage of your dizzy issues and brain fog is related to physical issues? 50, 40, 30, 1, 2, 3. Okay, 33 issues. Okay, so are any of these in the Topican Healing Guides? I'm getting a yes. By the way, those folks that are joining me in the VIP group will be getting the training on how to do Topican Healing Level 1 as well as these guides. So I know you guys can't see it, but I'm looking at a chart here. Okay, so we're going to go with physical. Is what you need to know in column A, B, or CB? Okay, is it an infection, toxin, chemical, heavy metal, medication, food allergy, intolerance, autonomic brain balance? Okay, so I'm getting brain balance to check your brain balance. So that's how well the two hemispheres of your brain are communicating with each other and how regulating your nervous system is, because you need to be brain balanced to heal. So I'm going to check that right now. Right side is weak. Left side is weak. Belly, oh, it's strong. Okay, so you're actually not you. You're actually proxying for something or someone else. And so that's why it's so difficult to heal. So let's see who that is. Are we allowed to know? I'm getting a yes. Are you proxying for mass consciousness? No. Mother Earth? No. A person? Yes. Someone alive? Yes. Okay. So not a ghost. So is this a family member? I'm getting a yes. A male or female? Female family member. Do you have any idea who that might be? Who might be processing their stuff for them? Who's living?
I don't know. Geez. Yes, I'm wondering if it's my, could be my younger sister. That's the only one I know that was sick.
Okay. Oh, well, they don't necessarily have to be sick because you're healing them for them. So is it your younger sister? What's your younger sister's name?
Dawn.
For okay. So Joanne, is that what you said?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Oh, Dawn, sorry. Okay. So are you proxying for Dawn? Okay, I'm getting a yes. How long have you been proxying for Dawn, off and on, like years? Yes. Okay, how many years? 8 years, and what percentage of your time, whether waking or asleep, are you actually processing her stuff, not your stuff? 50, 40, 20. Wow, 42%. So 42% of the time, your body is in a mode where it's energetically you're trying to heal her stuff for her. You know, this may or may not be appropriate. We'll ask in a sec. But so it's really difficult for your body to heal when you're running somebody else's energy through you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's check. Do you need to do this for Dawn? No. Okay. Some people do if they're your like what we call soul destiny partners, but Dawn is not one of those. So you're doing this because usually it's a boundary issue. So do we need to know why you're proxying for Dawn? No. Okay. Is it related to healthy boundaries? Yes. Okay, is it related to anything other than healthy boundaries? I'm getting a no. Do you have any form of what we would call autoimmunity? I'm getting a yes. So how bad is that out of 10? What's the worst in your physical body? 10 meaning the worst, 0 meaning none. We'll start with 10. 10, 9. Ooh, high. So 9 out of 10. So your body is kind of sensing a foreign energy or foreign, you know, material. And so it's causing an autoimmune response in your physical body. So I'm not surprised that you're having all sorts of symptoms. But
let's see if we
can just release this. So which boundary do you have that's weak? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic. Okay, so your emotional boundaries are weak with Dawn. Yes. How happy are they? 50, 40, 30. 30% happy. What about your energetic boundaries? 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9% happy. Wow. Yeah. That would do it. So let's see if we can do. Let's see if we can restore your boundaries for now. It would be really, really good if you're not already in the program to be in the program, because we're going to work a lot on this. And our autoimmune allergy formula is energetically infused to help you with those boundaries, as well as the bonus stuff. The Ascension 2 is really great with helping you with holding boundaries as well. So I'm going to have you do this. Go ahead and repeat after me. I now command.
I now command.
All my boundaries.
All my boundaries.
Be restored to 100%.
Be restored to 100%.
In all directions of time.
In all directions of time.
With ease and grace, thank you.
With ease and grace, thank you.
Okay, let me double check. Is your emotional boundaries 100% yet? Yes. Is your energetic boundaries 100% right now? Yes. So right now they're holding. So is any boundary less than 100% right now? No. Good. So are you still proxying for Dawn? Nope. Okay. Let me check your brain balance again. Right side, strong, left, strong, belly. Oh, wow. Okay. So right at this moment, you're in healing mode. So then your body's like, oh, wow, I got stuff to do.
Like,
so you might notice something. Yeah, it's going to take a couple days maybe to fully process, but I would definitely highly encourage you, if it resonates with you, you know, to do some work with us in the Autoimmune Healing Secrets, because in the 6 live classes that we have from Heartache to Joy, we're going to be helping everyone customize, you know, their own healing. So we have a little survey. We're going to do some polls just to make sure that we cover all the bases and whatever people's symptoms are. So would love to have you in the program. And we have to move on, but I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So I have a question here from Jacqueline, and she's saying, can't reduce weight, approximately 80 pounds overweight, 50 years young, still having cycle every 2 weeks, much appreciated.
Oh, wow, cycle every 2 weeks, that must not be fun. Whoa, okay, so Jacqueline, let's check in here. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, we can test using Topocan Healing. The weight and the cycle issue are probably related, but let's check to see what percentage of, let's ask a different question. Is the excess weight and the cycle every 2 weeks connected in the same, like, reasons for those two symptoms? I'm getting a yes. Is there anything that is outside of those things being connected? No. Okay, so if we address both of them at once, that's for the highest good. I'm getting a yes. Okay. So what should we measure first? Your autoimmune score? I'm getting a yes. Okay. So that means that there's something related to autoimmunity. Okay. So what percentage of your excess weight is related to some form of autoimmunity, allergy, intolerance? 50, 60, 70, 80, 81 point something percent. So almost 82% of the weight's related to the reactions and things from autoimmunity. And how many parts of your physical body do you actually have autoimmune responses to at this moment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 5. So there's 5 parts of you, like organs, glands, okay? Cells, they're all glands? Wow, they're all glands. Okay, let's check. Which ones? Pineal? Nope. Pituitary? Yes. So you have autoimmunity to your pituitary? Yes. Okay, let's go down the body. Thyroid? Yes. Parathyroids? No. Thymus? No. Adrenals? Yes. Pancreas? Yes. Well, there you go. I mean, pancreas, you know, weight, pancreas, diabetes, like it's all connected. Ovaries? No. Okay, like lymph glands? No. Okay. Spleen? No. What did I miss? I've got my list of glands in front of me here. Okay, we got most of them anyway. So let's see. How many underlying issues are causing and contributing to your, you know, the weight and these other issues? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven. Okay, seven issues related to the autoimmunity? Yes. Okay, what's the most important one that we should know? Is it in the Topican Healing Guides? Guide 1, Guide 2, Guide 3, Guide 1. Okay, so let's see. Column A, column B, B, even or odd, odd, row 1, row 3, emotional habits, addictions, conflict shock, emotional debris. Okay, that's like dirt, but it's emotional dirt just from our healing process. So you have emotional debris, and what percentage of you having these symptoms is caused by the emotional debris? Are we allowed to know? Yes. Okay, 50, 40, 30, 1, 2, okay, 33%, so that's a pretty big chunk. So we'll have you, actually, I'll go ahead and do this one since you're not live here on the audio. It's now commanded that all emotional debris be dissolved and uncreated from you, all versions of you, and all timelines where you exist with ease, speed, and grace in the highest and best way. Thank you. Let me check. Do you still have the emotional debris? Nope. Okay, let's do one more. What's the I know we have seven things, but what's the next most important thing? Is it in guide one as well? Yes. Okay, is it in column A, B, or C? C this time, even or odd, odd, row 1. Okay, that's physical, so this may be something you can do right away. So is it related to your hydration, minerals, processing, nutrients needed? Okay, so you have nutrients that you need? Yes. Is it written on this page? Yes. Is it omega-3 fats? No. Protein? Yes. Okay, so you're a little protein deficient? Yes. Can you fully, you like, assimilate and absorb protein? Yes. And process it? Yes, but you actually need more. Yes. Like, does it matter what kind? Yes. Okay. Like fish protein? Yes. Chicken? Yes. Beef? No. Turkey? Nope. Lamb? Nope. Pork? Nope. Bacon? Yeah, interestingly, bacon, yes. it's a long story why that is, but shrimp? Nope. Lobster? Nope. Okay. Peas? Nope. Vegetable protein? No. Interesting. So that's not the protein your body wants. So if we had more time or if you did one-on-ones with me, we could actually outline and we can teach you how to do this as well. If you learn some what we call divine muscle testing, you can actually muscle test exactly how much, how often, and which kinds to eat per week. And you can kind of check in with yourself every week just to see what would be ideal for you to eat. So just to give you just an overall what would be helpful for you. So let us know if that's helpful for you. Okay, Jacqueline, I hope you feel better soon.
Awesome. Thanks. Very interesting.
Interesting.
All
indeed.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's take our next live caller between 1 and 21.
Okay. Let's do 18.
All righty. So number 18, your first three digits are 403. You are unmuted.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Raman.
Sorry, what was your name?
Raman.
Jamin?
Raman.
Raman, okay, sorry. You're Raman. Really soft. It's hard to hear you.
You know what? Actually, what's going on is I was just listening to the replay, and then I get really heavy bleeds, and they're really, really, like, you know, to a point where I can't even get out of my bed. And my mom had the same problem.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So when you're listening to the replay, you felt very heavy and you couldn't get out of bed, is that right?
No. I was listening to the replay a couple of days back, and then after listening to the replay, I got my periods. And this time they were really, really heavy. Usually they are heavy, but this time it was like I just couldn't come out of my bed. It was like really bad.
Oh, yeah, so you're kind of weak and your period was like you're bleeding and bleeding and bleeding a lot. Is that right?
Yeah, and a lot of cough. And I have a thyroid issues. I have hormonal issues.
Let's take a look here. It's interesting because sometimes the body will give us symptoms when it wants us to pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, hey, pay attention. So let's check your autoimmune score. So let's see, do you have any form of physical autoimmunity in this body, in this timeline? I'm getting a yes. Okay, what's the highest autoimmune score out of 10? 10 being the worst. It could be the most inflammation, zero meaning none. We'll start with 10. 10, 9. Okay, 9. So pretty high. Mm-hmm. And how many parts of your physical body have any sort of autoimmunity or autoimmunity reaction? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. So 7 parts of your body. And are any of them hormonal or endocrine? Yes. Okay, how many are glands or cells related to glands? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5 again. Wow, what is with the 5 glands here? So, yeah, so five glands actually have some form of autoimmunity. So let's ask, is that related to your periods being super heavy? Getting a yes. Okay, what percentage of your periods being really heavy is related to autoimmunity? 50, 60, 70, 80, 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so well over 3/4 of your heavy period has to do with the autoimmune issue. So do we need to know what it is causing or contributing to your autoimmunity at this moment? No. Okay, so we're going to do the countdown healing for you. So you just go ahead and just, you know, receive, and I'll go ahead and do the directive, and we'll see what we count down after that. So it's now commanded that all causes and reasons for autoimmunity be healed in you in the highest and best way, in this body, in this timeline, all bodies in all timelines, with ease, speed, and grace, whatever is allowed by source now. Thank you. Okay. All right. So what's your autoimmune score now? The highest. Before it was 9. What is it now? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 4. Okay. Can we get that lower today? I'm getting a no. Okay. That's better. So 4 out of 10. And how many parts of you still have autoimmunity right now at this moment? 1, 2. Just one part. Okay. What part? Is it in the head, neck, neck? Is it thyroid? Yes, it is. Is it parathyroid? No. So it's a thyroid. Is there a reason why we can't get the autoimmunity to 0 today? Yes. Is it because something else needs to heal first? No. It's because you need to process? I'm getting a yes. How long will it take you to process this portion of the healing? More than a day? Yes. More than 2 days? Yes. More than 3 days? No. So 2 to 3 days. Yeah. So that's average. So that's not slow. That's average for you. But are you already in the program?
So what do you mean already in the program?
Did you already purchase the program,
program? No, not yet.
Yeah, that would be really great for you. And, of course, if your mom lives in the same household, you know, she mm-hmm. can just tag along and, you know, watch the, you know, the watch the live training and the healings with you. Mm-hmm. Because I think you might have some ancestral stuff that may need to heal. We didn't need to know, you know, this particular layer. So let us know how you feel, and if you want to type that in a few minutes and see if you notice a difference.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining.
All right. So before we go to our next write-in, I just want to give the special offer link again so everybody has it. It's orderjoynow.com/Karen19. orderjoynow.com/Karen19. And Dr. Karen, I do know that your packages are selling well and that you have a limited number for some of them. So do you have an updated number on that? I do not. How many are left? I think it's package B.
Yes. Yeah, let's take a look here. 2, 20, 36. Yeah, so we've got 4 left of the package B. We got quite a few of the package A's, but we always know package B is the popular one. And then we have, I think, 35 left of the package C.
Okay, great. And I also know your VIP is selling as well. If anybody's interested in that level of support, it is also selling, and that's a very limited number. And we also added a 5-pay option for that as well. So if you're interested in, that's a pretty robust program, five sessions with you, and it's a really robust program. So if you're interested in that, take a look at that as well.
Yeah, the nice thing about the VIP is that not only do I get to work with you one-on-one, 50-minute sessions, and, you know, 5 of those, you also get to learn Topocan healing if you so choose, you know, because that program alone, I'm actually launching that later this month, and that's going to be like about $2,000 just for that program. that piece. So it doesn't include the one-on-ones or anything like that. So this is a really, really great deal. So I know there's some of my folks that are like, oh, I want to do the VIP and I want to do one-on-one sessions, but I can't afford both. And like, this is the one you want to do, because you not only get those two, you also get, of course, what's in package A and B, the MP3s. And actually somebody wrote in, two people actually, that almost all their allergy and allergic, you know, reactivity is almost all gone. It's only been 3 days or 2 days since starting the,
holy cow,
the
wow.
MP3. Yeah, so I'm super, super happy about that.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. So if you have questions about the package, guys, you can write that in, and we'll address those. And while we're talking about allergies, here's a write-in from Sue, and she says, my environmental allergies are debilitating. Can I get some information about why this is such a huge issue?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sue. Yeah, thanks for that. So I'm going to just tune into you now. Okay, so let's see. Let's double check. We talked about this on the interview a little bit and the other day about the immune system. So we can check in how happy your immune system. So happy means how balanced, how healthy. So we're going to get a reading for you right now, Sue. So give me Sue's how happy and healthy her immune system is right now. 50, 40, 1, 2. Yeah, 42% happy. So our goal is 95% and above and to stay there. And that's when I'm happy, is when people's immune system are happy. So that means, yeah, your immune system is really on high alert here. So let's check in. Do you have any form of autoimmunity? Yes. Okay. What is it out of 10? 10 meaning the worst, 0 meaning none, 10, 9, 9. Yeah, so pretty high. So a lot of inflammation, a lot of autoimmunity. And how many parts of you have autoimmunity of any type physically? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts of you. Now, we didn't ask this before, but we can. Do you have any other forms of autoimmunity aside from physical? Yes. Okay. Do you have spiritual? No. Dimensional? No. Mental? No. Emotional? No. Energetic? Yes. So you have energetic autoimmunity, which is the next most common. And let's get a number for that. How bad is that out of 10? 10. Oh, it's 10. So 10 out of 10, energetic autoimmunity. And unfortunately, in Western medicine, even functional medicine, they don't really deal with energetic autoimmunity. This is the only program that I know of that's public that is dealing with energetic, not just physical, autoimmunity. So let's check in. Is your microbiome happy? I'm getting a no. That's the gut bacteria. We talked about that the other day. How happy is your microbiome? 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Whoa, 10%. Yeah. So you need a lot of gut healing to be healthier. So do we need to know more? No. Okay, so we're going to do an immune system boost and help your microbiome here. And I know this is a little bit of a Band-Aid, but hopefully it'll help you a little bit. Certainly, we've got a lot of, getting a lot of great feedback from the Allergy Autoimmune MP Rescue Remedy, which is like your as-needed remedy. People can use it every day, multiple times a day, in case you're going out, eat. Because we want you to have your life back, Sue, you know. And I know what it's like to be completely, like, not being able to go out with people, not being able to go to the restaurant, not being able to eat this, you know, having to explain over and over again why you can't go to some place or go somewhere. It's so annoying. And now, the last couple of Christmases, I have enjoyed so much more because I can eat out of the box, like out of what I normally would. But even if it's not perfectly healthy, I can do some energy work around that, and it's so much easier. And the autoimmune allergy rescue remedy is going to be really perfect for you. Okay, so it's now commanded that all causes that can be healed today of your autoimmunity to help your immune system and your microbiome, that all be blessed, healed, and elevated to the highest vibration in the highest and best way. Thank you. Okay, like I said, this is just a one-off, so it's like a mini healing. So let's just recheck, though. So how happy is your immune system at this moment? 50, yes, 60, 70, 1, 2, better. So 72% instead of 40-something. How about your autoimmune score? What's the highest in this body in this timeline? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, better than 9. And then what about your energetic autoimmunity? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. 2 out of 10. Oh, much better. Okay, good. Yeah, so give us some feedback on how that feels. It'll process for a couple of days, but you may notice an immediate difference too since you had some energetic autoimmunity. And we'd love to have you in the program if you're not already. You're definitely perfect for it.
Perfect. All right. So let's take another live caller. Again, 1 through 21.
Okay, let's do 10.
All right, number 10, your first three digits are 269. You are unmuted.
Oh my gosh. Okay, thank you. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. This is Melissa. And
hey, Melissa.
Hey. I'm having a lot of issues there's something going on in my immune system, it feels, and I can't tell if it's I'm having a lot of trouble with breathing, pain and difficulty in my upper diaphragm or my upper respiratory and thymus area, and it's been rotating. What's happening is it goes from there and then it moves into the really low gut. So like the left lower quadrant will be a major problem, and it just keeps fluctuating back and forth, back and forth. And I'm just getting, it's like no matter what I'm doing to work on it, it seems to be not helping.
Okay. Well, I already know that you know some degree of Topocan healing, and a lot of it has to do with us, in this case, being able to be a little bit more precise, I guess, to figure out what it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So while you were talking, I was doing a little bit of testing, and
okay.
I'm getting that. Let me double check. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic. Okay, so the majority of the issue is where? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Okay, what percentage is spiritual? 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 81, about 80% spiritual. Do you have any form of autoimmunity of any type? Yes. And is it spiritual? Yes. Okay, what is it out of 10? 10, 9, 9 out of 10. Okay, now do we need to know what it is? I'm getting a yes. So where would we find that? Would that be in any of the Topocan healing charts? Yes. Chart 1? Yes. Okay, so I'm going to the spiritual row. Is it column A, B, or C? B, okay. Is it related to this timeline? No, it's not. Is it related to an alternate timeline? Yes. Is it you in an alternate timeline with this issue? Yes. Okay, more than one of you? No, just one of you. Yes. Are you human in that timeline? Yes. Is it a parallel timeline? Yes. Okay, because I'm in the entity box here. So is there an entity attachment, core, tether, empathy? Yes. Entity empathy. So you're overly empathizing with entities in that timeline. Is that true? I'm getting a yes. So that's the spiritual autoimmunity? Yes. Okay, I know this is only 80%, but it's a big chunk of it. Now, do we need to know why you're doing that in the other timeline? No. Okay, so let's go ahead and rewire that. So go ahead and repeat after me. Melissa, I now command.
I now command.
That all entity empathy.
That all entity empathy.
Be released in all timelines.
Be released in all timelines.
Where I exist.
Where I exist.
In the highest and best way. Thank you.
In the highest and best way. Thank you.
Okay, so let me double check. Okay, we want to know what your spiritual autoimmunity score now is, the highest one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, more than 0. Okay, I'm getting 0 at the moment, so that's good. That's really good.
Yeah,
and do you still have entity empathy? No. Can you feel the difference right now?
Yes, absolutely. I feel it. I feel clearer. I feel stronger. My breath, my breathing has changed. I feel a total difference. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're
just,
welcome.
The specifics were so important because that was the piece that I missed right there was the entity part on that. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was huge.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know, you know, Melissa, I know you well enough that I could, you know, share this, I think for you that there's a lot of alternate timeline stuff that's healing really rapidly right now. So you might be coming up with a lot of discomfort here and there because it is rapidly healing and coming up for you to heal it. So there might be little flares. So if you can, you know, with the tools you already have, if you could focus, like say focus Ascension 1 and 2 and just say, you know, focus Ascension 1 and 2, please focus on my alternate selves, anyone that I'm taken care of in all timelines where I exist, and really in your mind picture light and beautiful energy and love going to all versions of you. You could picture like a million of yous around you, and that light and that love and that golden energy or whatever you want to picture be, you know, immersed in all versions of you, and that visual will really help the Ascension 1 and 2 travel, so-called, to those areas. Make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. And I was doing it as you said that. And the thank you, because the visual is really important for me. And that just, that added so much. That, yeah, because just making the commands now for me just hasn't been, it's like it needs more. So that was really powerful. That's helpful.
Yeah, you're called to a higher level of responsibility. So welcome to the club. Okay, Melissa, we got to go to the next person, but lots of love, dear.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Melissa. Okay, awesome. I had a question here. Let me find it. Okay, so this is from Vibke. I'm not sure how I say her name. It's V-I-B-E-K-E. And she says, hi, I would love some help from Dr. Karen. I have thyroid issues and adrenal fatigue. When I try to eat and live healthy, I feel even more sick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, let's take a look here. All right, so let's get an autoimmune score for you. So what's your highest autoimmune score in your body in this timeline? 10, 9. Okay, again, 9, so pretty high. And do you have physical autoimmunity? Yes. Mental, emotional? Okay, now you actually have emotional autoimmunity. So there may be emotional, like I guess we can call it junk or things in your emotional body that don't belong. So there's an autoimmune response emotionally. Do you have any energetic autoimmunity? Yes. Spiritual? Yes. Dimensional? No. Okay, so you got like 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 out of the 6 or whatever autoimmune. So do we need to know why you're getting worse when you try to eat or do something healthy for yourself? Yes, we do need to know why. Is that in the guides? Yes. Is it in guide 1? Yes. Well, how many reasons are there that things get worse when you try to do good things for yourself? One reason. Okay, good. So let's see if we can get this reason healed for you. Is it in column A, B, or C, B? Even or odd, odd, 1, 3, 5. Okay, we're in the spiritual row. So is it for this body in this timeline? Yes. Is it entity attachment, cord, tether, empathy, interference, infection, toxin, toxin? So it's an entity-related toxin. I'm getting a yes. So do we need to know more? No. Is the toxin spread throughout the body? No. Is it in a specific area? Yes. Is it in the head, neck area? Neck area. Okay, would that affect in some way your thyroid? I'm getting a yes. Okay, and how long have you had this entity toxin? More than a year? Yes, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 7 to 8 years you've had this. Now, are the entity that created this entity toxin, is it still unhealed? Nope, it's completely healed? Yes. When was that entity healed? More than a day ago? Nope. More than a minute ago? 2, 3. Oh, wow, that's nice. 5 minutes ago. Okay, so the entity was already healed 5 minutes ago without us asking for it, because it's just, you know, what it is when we're on these calls together. Do we need to know more? No. Let's go ahead and release the toxin. So it's now commanded the entity toxin. All versions of this toxin, all timelines where you exist, be dissolved, uncreated, in the whole field of love and light. And any entities for you also healed as well in all timelines where you exist with ease and grace. Thank you. Let me double check if that's done. Yes, I'm getting a yes. Do you still have the entity toxin? No. Okay, is it true that the entity toxin was the only reason that we can find today anyway that was causing you to have opposite reactions when you were good, being good for like diet and treating yourself well? I'm getting a yes. Okay, yeah, I was thinking it might be what we call a reverse shield, which is in row C. But a reverse shield is the opposite of the universal shield. So the reverse shield basically is, you know, good energy tries to come in and it blocks it, but it allows negative energy in. And the universal shield or the positive shield is the opposite. So it allows positive things to come in, but blocks negative things from coming in. So, but it wasn't that. It was this other thing, the toxin. So very interesting. So let's recheck your autoimmune score. What's the highest now at this moment? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Okay, 6 is still up there, but better. So definitely if you have not gotten the program, definitely, you know, I would love to work with you, maybe some one-on-one, so either a B or a C, because you have multiple areas of autoimmunity, and so you may want to get faster healing through, you know, the one-on-ones. But anyway, either way, whether it be ABC or VIP, we'd love to have the program. You are perfect for this program because of what we found out today. So thanks for the question.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen. There's a couple people asking questions about the work that you're doing with callers and with write-ins, is that work, is it helping them as well as you're running the processes?
Yeah. So, for example, the entity one, that's going to auto-heal everybody's entities. And if it's just a matter of people making that intention. So if you say, hey, whatever she did on so-and-so, do it on me too, you can ask for that, and absolutely it'll help you. Where it won't help you would be if Source prevents it. And the reason Source would prevent it is if you need to take a certain personal responsibility for something, or that you need to take a specific action, or for whatever reason you need to like wait until the next layer of healing occurs. So there's different reasons for that. But for example, you know, somebody may get a temporary improvement in their symptom, and then they go, oh, great, you know, and then they kind of go back unconscious and not really work on themselves or not get into, you know, their spiritual path. But then Source is not going to let that stay. You know, like, not that you won't heal, whatever heals will continue healed, but the next layer is going to come up, and you want to know what you're going to do now after that and have those tools with you. So that's why it's important. But yes, you know, whatever you intend to heal for yourself, you can receive today. Great question.
Perfect. All right. Great. Thanks. All right. Mm-hmm. So now if you want to pick between 1 and 23.
Let's do 22.
All right. 22. Your first three digits are 202. You are unmuted.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, wow. This is Deanna. How are you?
Hi, Deanna. I'm great. Thank you. What question do you have for us today?
Wow. Thanks. I'm so excited you took my call. I've been diagnosed with both Hashimoto's and extreme fatigue, as well as you know, just different issues with like anemia as well, and just serious bouts with like just being really tired. And you know, years ago, I mean, I was just like an Energizer Bunny, and I just don't know how I can shift from Energizer Bunny to now, you know, just the energy isn't there. And I've even noticed my hair has become a little thin as well, thinning out. So I'm just really concerned. And recently, I've even gotten a breakout on my face, which I've always had like crystal clear skin. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know, your story sounds just like me. I mean, I went through pretty much everything that you said, including the skin issues. Now, my hair has been always super thick, but I was getting these huge clumps, you know, coming out in the shower, and it was super dry and brittle. And so I had Hashimoto's, and I was on medication for a number of years. And then as I was getting better and better, you know, at the energy healing and, you know, being able to question and connect to Source and using the Topagan healing, I realized, oh my gosh, you know, there's all these different things that I can heal that, you know, Western medicine can't heal. So I got super excited about that. And now I don't really need to take, actually I don't take any medication anymore. My hair is back to being, you know, thick, it's shiny, you know, it's softer. My skin is awesome. Of course I use tools. Of course I, you know, eat well. Of course I eat, you know, drink, you know, good water and minerals and stuff like that. But the energy healing for me was so much faster, and you are a sensitive soul, so more than likely you will need to address it on the energetic level. But let's see for you what percentage is foundationally a physical issue. 50, 40, 30, 30, 40, 1, 2, 42, okay, is that really true? Yes. Okay, and how about emotional? Zero. Mental? Zero. Energetic? Yes. 50, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 48%. Okay, dimensional, spiritual. So you have a little bit of spiritual too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. About 7% spiritual. So that's more or less 100%. But there's a big part that is energetic as well. So how many parts of you actually have autoimmunity or autoimmunity reactions physically? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. Yeah, so 17 types of cells or body parts have autoimmunity physically? I'm getting a yes. Okay, and what's the highest one out of 10? 10, 9, 9, so pretty high. But you already knew that. So 10, 9, so 9 out of 10. And what about the energetic autoimmunity? How high is that? 10, 9, 9, that's pretty high too. Okay, so let's see. What is the number one thing that we can heal for you today that would help you symptomatically and for the highest good? Is it in guide 1, 2, or 3? Okay, now for you, it's actually in guide 2, which is downloading positive energies. So let's see what blueprint you need. Is it in column A, B, or C, B, even or odd, odd, 1, 3? Okay, that's in the emotional row. Is it on the left or right side of this row? Right side, okay. So do you need the positive blueprint for self-discipline? No? Self-responsibility? Yes. Okay, that's interesting. So self-responsibility, do you actually, are you connected to that blueprint? I'm getting a no. So how high is your self-responsibility right now in this moment? I'll start with 50%. No, 40, 30, 130%, 30%. Okay, yeah, it's going to be super hard to heal if your self-responsibility score is that low. And in fact, Jenny No, who's a wonderful From Heartache to Joy healer as well, she determined that the self-responsibility score, in order to be healthy, happy, and prosperous, we're talking like making $100,000 a year or more, your self-responsibility score has to be 100. Now, anything higher than 40 is going to be great, you know what I mean? So we want to get you as high as possible, so we're going to download this field for you. Let's see, is it better that I do it or you do it? Okay, I'm going to do it. So again, anybody listening in can definitely make that intention to download it to you just in case you're not connected to it. So it's now commanded, the positive morphic field of self-responsibility, the highest of all version, be downloaded and activated in you in the highest and best way, all directions of time. Anything preventing it from sticking and staying, be removed, dissolved, and uncreated with ease and grace. Thank you. Okay, so let's check in. Do you have the self-responsibility morphic field now? Yes? Okay, and what's your self-responsibility score at this moment? 50, 60, 70, 80, 71, 2, 72. Good. Okay, so much better. So still something to work on. This is something that would be really helpful with the bonus with the program here. Ascension 2 is downloading positive frequencies. So because you now know that self-responsibility is one piece that is super important for you, you can actually just say to Ascension 2, hey, Ascension 2, keep working on my self-responsibility to get it to 100%. I mean, you can talk to it that casually, and then it'll know, you know, that's what you want to focus on. And, of course, you know, you can always use the autoimmune allergy rescue remedy for your symptoms to, you know, get rid of the inflammation, you know, dissolve and uncreate the toxin energy, things like that. Like I said, a couple of people had already emailed me, said that their symptoms are so much better, and it's only been a couple of days. So are you currently in the program?
No, I'm not. And I was actually asked, when that was the next question, to see what, you know, just based off of what you've seen today, what would be best for me.
Okay, let's check in. Okay, I'm getting package C for you. So that's the one with the 50-minute session and the customized infusion. So the allergy autoimmune rescue remedy MP3, the copy that you have, when we do the one-on-one together, we're going to spend a little bit of time, depending on what we find, what's going on with you, we're going to custom infuse energies into that one for you. So that will be specifically for you. But you have a lot of degrees of autoimmunity. It's not just physical. So there's many, many layers. And you don't have to, you know, have a lot of symptoms for a long time. But like I said, with the self-responsibility score being so low, it would be really helpful for you to be part of the group so we can help keep each other accountable and help supporting each other so that people don't drop off, you know, and actually not work on their stuff. And then you're going to learn a lot and do a lot of healing as well. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Okay, and that was C as in cat or B as in boy? I couldn't.
C as in cat.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for joining.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to give your offer link again. It's orderjoynow.com/Karen19. orderjoynow.com/Karen19. Dr. Karen, is there anything you want to say about the program, about who it's right for, or anything before we wrap up today's call?
Yeah, I do actually, Gretchen. Thank you so much. You know, our community are, you know, 96% sensitive souls. And that means that we feel deeply. We feel other people's stuff deeply. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's actually a superpower. It's actually a gift. Unfortunately, if we don't know how to harness that gift and hone it, it can become debilitating because we feel too much. Like we saw today, there's people with energetic autoimmunity, where their energetic bodies are fighting, you know, something, what it senses is foreign in its field. There's physical autoimmunity, of course, which the functional medicine doctors do pretty well with. You know, you just do this diet and, you know, get rid of the toxins in your home, you're good to go. But there's a lot of people in our community that that's not enough, because they have like spiritual autoimmunity or energetic autoimmunity or emotional autoimmunity. So these are the places where this program is very special. Like I said, I don't think there's anything else out here on the planet that addresses autoimmune in this way. And, you know, we're, like, for example, my one of my clients' patients had Graves' disease. I mean, this is could be lethal, you know, if you do not know that you have it. And she was diagnosed with this, and she was bound and determined to heal herself naturally. I believe she could do it. She believed she could do it. Her other doctors thought she was crazy and made her feel awful that she was crazy. But she stuck to the program, and that was even before a lot of the tools that we're going to be sharing with you. That's before we had some of these as well. But she was able to stick with the program and notice that, oh my gosh, I can do this. You know, her autoimmune score kept going down and down. Now, yes, there were little flare-ups with, you know, holidays and, you know, stresses and things like that. That's just human life. But she had the tools, and she's worked so much on her spirituality. And now, you know, her labs are so much better, and her doctors just, they just kind of throw up their hands like, I don't know how you got better. Like, how is it, like, some of them, they were like, didn't you get surgery? And she's like, no, I didn't get surgery. And no, I didn't take the toxic medications. I still have a thyroid. You know, I still have a thyroid. And she, so she's really pleased with, even though it was hard initially because her doctors didn't believe in her and shunned her, but she's super proud of herself right now that she did not have to get her thyroid cut out or irradiated or destroyed, and she can have a normal life. So pretty cool stuff. So I encourage all of you who have anything like this to definitely come on board. This is super important stuff, and I wouldn't wait. Like, why spend tens of thousands of dollars on, you know, medications, you know, losing work, you know, things like that, feeling awful for the next few years. Let's get it done now. Thank you, Gretchen.
You're welcome, Karen. And thank you again. So thank you so much again for joining us today. This has been really helpful. Yeah, and you guys can go back and listen to this replay again and get the energies from that. Ask questions in the Facebook group. We have a post in there, a thread, which is for package questions. So if you have questions about the package or which one's right for you, Dr. Karen is answering those in there. Again, if you have any other questions, you can email support, and they can help you as well. So thanks again, everybody, for joining us. I love doing
thanks,
these
everyone.
Calls with you and connecting you with you here. So I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Gretchen. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Lots of love.